7:36, 24 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Our next guest is a victim of cancel culture as well. Heather Muschaw has been working as professional sign language interpreter since 1999. She's a child of deaf adults, became certified with the Registry of Interpreters for the Deaf. She understands the need for effective communication, and she was signing virtually for both the Trump administration and the incoming Biden administration at least once before all hell broke loose. Heather joins us now on our Newsmaker hotline. Heather, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sean. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
All right, so tell us what happened and why the it started, I guess, with the Time magazine article. The headline was President Biden's first White House sign language interpreter has ties to the far right. What happened after that?
Well, you know, I think with the media, once you see a good story, all the other media outlets pick it up and just run with it. And I got a lot of calls, but because I signed a non-disclosure agreement with the White House, I wasn't prepared to make any statements. So I had to get my attorney, and we started going over the contract and everything. And so while I was working on that, the mob just kept growing. And unfortunately, a lot of misinformation was spread, and I couldn't do anything about it. So it really did feel like I was being canceled in real time, even though the truth was not getting out because I couldn't speak yet.
Heather, you have noted a couple of things. First of all, you're very careful about your relationship with the White House, indicating that you work there or have worked there as an independent contractor, correct? Mm-hmm. So you've not been an employee or an independent contractor. And for you, the big story should be to have an interpreter at every White House press briefing, which is a remarkable kind of thing for the deaf community. This has all been overshadowed because there are people who are casting aspersions on your ability to be objective and impartial because you seem to be connected with people who, God forbid, are conservative. Can you actually be objective and impartial? Do you have other examples of this where people have other points of view and they are objective and impartial?
Of course. I mean, that's what I've trained to do. And I think if you work in this type of field, you know that the goal is to make sure that one person's words get to the other side so that way they can do their job effectively or they can get the medical advice from their doctor that they need. And in this case, to get important COVID information from the White House, directly from Operation Warp Speed or whatever the Biden is doing. So I feel like for someone to say, oh, she's going to misinterpret, I mean, it's just losing the entire point of why I was there. And yes, there is an interpreter in the Atlanta area who is a liberal activist who's seen interpreting at different events that are more of a left event. He's posted posts supporting different Democrat candidates. Yet he goes and interprets for the governor of Georgia, and he gets an article written about him that says, oh, he's so neutral, he's so impartial, and he's a wonderful interpreter. But yet I basically do, I don't even do the same thing. I'm just interpreting conservative content, and I get raked over the coals. So it is a double standard, unfortunately.
Yeah, and you, I think, are very right about that. But, I didn't miss the irony on the day that Jen Psaki, the Biden administration White House press secretary, introduced you at the White House. She says this was part, I'm paraphrasing here, part of their commitment to inclusivity. And yet they're not so inclusive for conservatives.
It does seem that way. I do have to say, though, I mean, my interactions with the White House, both under Trump and Biden, both presidents, I mean, they have been positive. And I do think it's unfortunately just, like I said in one of my other interviews, it's just this mob mentality of you just have to cancel anyone who has any association with the former President Trump. And I think that on top of all that, the media just didn't help because they just ran with stories without even asking the source first.
To be clear about this, you the heat you're taking is because of your association with a group called Hands of Liberty, which discovered that there was a hole that needed to be filled, and that was providing translators for conservative content online so that the deaf community might actually be able to read what conservatives are saying or see, in addition to seeing liberal content. That's the whole thing here, right? Is that you've actually done some interpreting for HOF, and God forbid that conservative ideas are then transmitted to those who need it transmitted to them because you're a translator.
Right, right. I mean, I would say in the deaf community, a lot of people in our community are Democrats and are more left-leaning. So we're kind of a rare breed to be conservatives in this community. However, there are a lot of deaf people that just want to see the other side, and there's not a lot of access to that. There's interpreters that aren't willing to interpret that content. And so one of my colleagues, Michael, he said, you know what, I want to know what's happening, especially when it came to, like, the BLM stuff. Like, he's like, I want to hear what black conservatives are saying, and I don't have access to that. And so he asked me to help him with that. And because I am a conservative myself, I thought, well, this is neutral. Like, I can interpret this effectively. I understand what's going on. And we've gotten over 2,000 requests from the deaf community to provide access for different online content. And the response has been tremendous. I mean, they love us. I mean, there's people on the other side that don't, of course. But the ones that do follow our page, I mean, they love it because they're getting information they wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
We're talking
and
with...
that just makes it great.
Go ahead, Heather. I'm sorry.
No, it just makes it really great.
Yeah. We're talking with Heather Mushaw, who is an American Sign Language interpreter. Is Hands of Liberty getting a bad rap here?
I think they're trying to make us look bad, but if you look at our videos on Rumble, we had to get off YouTube because they dropped us, but that's a whole other story. But our videos on Rumble, I mean, they're accessible to anyone, and you can see that we're interpreting neutrally, we're following the message, and it's just getting that information out there that deaf people want to see. As far as the YouTube video, we interpreted some videos that I think Time Magazine reported that we were spreading misinformation, but at the same time, you have to understand that people that can hear, like you and I, you can just tap a button and listen to anything and make your own conclusions and say, oh, that's not true or that's true. But as a deaf person, you don't have that luxury. And so regardless of if it is misinformation or not, that's subjective, and we shouldn't be able to make those decisions for someone else.
All right, if you want more information, it's heathermushaw.com, correct?
That's right.
All right, Heather, thanks so much. Good luck going forward, and you do incredible work, and keep fighting.
Thank you so much.
All right, it's Heather Mushaw.